The songs of singer-songwriter Guy Clark have been recorded by scores of artists, including Willie Nelson, Rodney Crowell, and Jerry Jeff Walker. Yet Clark's never achieved much commercial success for his own albums. Clark has a new collection called Boats to Build, and critic Ken Tucker says while the new album probably won't turn Clark into a superstar, it makes clear why Clark is respected by so many of his colleagues.
Sometimes I can't find my heart with both hands. You know, I usually got my head stuck down in the sand. I start to feel like I can't even breathe. Hey, what's that little breath of fresh air blowing up my sleeve? Must be my baby. Hey, 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 she can make the Mississippi River run other way. Must be my baby, just in time. How she always know when I'm about to lose my mind, yeah.
There are some reputations in popular music that are puzzling to anyone who's not a close friend or relative of the object of adoration. I've always felt this way about Guy Clark, who's held in high esteem by more singer-songwriters than you can shake a harmonica at. Clark is revered as an uncompromising artist who has combined folk, blues, and country music in idiosyncratic ways. As a tunesmith who's labored heroically to turn the perfect phrase in his austere yet romantic lyrics. I've been listening to Clark since his highly praised 1975 collection, Old Number One, and while I could appreciate his craft, what I heard chiefly was a low-key macho man in love with his own rough-hewn metaphors. He's a guy who has less in common with other musicians than with certain novelists, sensitive tough guys like Tom McGuane, James Salter, and Jim Harrison, who I've always also found stiff and forbidding. But on this latest album, Boats to Build, Guy Clark loosens up his legend just enough to let the rest of us in on why his most ardent fans like him so much.
Well, I'm gonna leave Texarkana, I'm gone down to Louisiana, I'm gonna try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm gonna follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town, man. I ain't gonna get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down Baton Rouge.
Guy Clark comes from West Texas, and like other musical residents of that area, such as Towns Van Zandt and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, he's a bohemian cult artist. Hit singles and stardom will probably always elude him, but that's not what he's after anyway. He takes greater satisfaction pursuing his own vision and influencing colleagues he respects. The title song of this collection is most typical of the music Clark has made for more than two decades. Stately, carefully wrought, verging on being at once too fussy and too stoic for its own good. Yet this time around, Clark's umpteenth variation on the same sort of song sounds like a lovely classic.
Well, it's time for change. I'm tired of that same old saying, same old words, the same old lines, the same old tricks, and the same old rhymes. It's days, precious days, they roll in and out like waves. I got boards to bend, and I got planks to nail, I got charts to make, and I got seas to sail. I'm gonna build me a boat with these two hands. It'll be a fair curve from a noble plan. Let the chips fall.
The relative accessibility of this album is probably a fluke. Clark has never been a very productive artist, and his ripe world weariness is always in danger of curdling into melodramatic self-pity. All the more reason, therefore, to savor Boats to Build as the rare pleasure it is.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.